Greetings, dumbasses. Dumbasses alike. Dumbass X. Dumbass M. Dumbass they. Whatever. Whatever your pronoun is, just quit putting that shit on your fucking handle, okay? Moving on. Gotten dozens and dozens of messages. I would say baker's dozens of messages. People have said that they don't understand why is it that they're walking around and they feel like they're walking around with a pair of wet socks, and just that moist feeling is on their feet all day as they squish, squash, walk around. And I thought it was weird when just one person had sent me a DM saying that they felt like they were walking around and had moist socks. But baker's dozens and baker's dozens of messages started coming in of people saying that they had the moist sock feeling. And one person told me maybe it was because the Daily Dumbass hadn't done an episode in so long. And I said that made sense. So, making another episode, so that way hopefully all the people who walking around with moist socks, maybe they dry. At first I thought maybe it was a issue of self-hygiene with some people, and I just thought they were fucking gross. With other people, I thought maybe they hadn't gotten to laundry. Maybe some people had walked through a pile of water, and therefore their socks as well as shoes might have been moist. But I figured maybe this will help the moist sock situation. I posted that I would put up an episode on Wednesday. That was like 3 weeks ago. And I still haven't put up anything. So thank you to whoever reached out and said the moist sock epidemic could have been solved had I put out episode earlier. I'm sorry, I was being selfish, had been under the weather. The weather was holding me down and was punching me in the face. You know, a good old ground and pound the weather was giving me. So I was under the weather and it was kicking my ass. And then I've just been like Dolly Parton working that 9-to-5, trying to get by. So I apologize if I caused any discomfort to all the moist sock wearers out there. The baker's dozens quit emailing and DMing and saying, "We don't understand why our socks are moist." Okay, the problem may be solved. The hollowness from your earbuds as you hop onto Spotify or Pocket Cast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, other platforms. Maybe your headphones felt like it wasn't fulfilling anything you wanted. You know, you were listening to one of the millions and millions of murder podcasts that are out there, and not to take a stab at murder podcasts. Perhaps you got wrapped up in some crime podcast. But there was still probably a hollowness within your earbuds, and your earbuds might now not feel so hollow, saying, "Dumbass is back. Dipshit is back." So, yeah, your buds can now feel a lot better knowing that I am posting an episode on today's date. Now, I realize the baker's dozens and the baker's dozens that are out and about listening, I appreciate you listening. If you find other stuff to listen to, that's cool. I'm simply just doing this just because I feel like, you know, why not? Why not just rant and rave? And if anyone wants to turn it off, go ahead. But deciding that we're not going to really do too much with guests. Whenever I first started, I was really kind of going out, emailing a lot of people, asking if they'd want to be on. And it became more of a headache because I don't do this Saturday and Sunday. Most of the time, I try and do this in the hours before I go to my job that pays my bills. I'm just doing this for fun. I like it. If you guys don't listen, whatever. Okay, but I'm just doing it because I like it. But it's been kind of trying to do a few different things. There's some things I've posted up on YouTube, some Fanimation. So if I don't really feel like doing a podcast, or if I don't feel like talking into the mic, then I'm kind of just taking different podcasts that I'm listening to and learning how to do animation. So Fanimation is basically where I'm taking the podcast, then I'll incorporate the characters or do whatever. And or, you know, maybe take some podcasts and clip the audio together to make it sound like people were just saying random shit. So, started trying to do that type of stuff. And YouTube upped their game and started doing a lot more copyright things. And it wasn't like I was trying to say that I had shot the footage that was on there for some of the stuff, or that I had made some of the music. I was just trying to do Fanimation or fan clips or fan art. And I feel like as soon as I hopped into that, which is, you know, it's 2021 and I start just doing the editing thing and posting stuff, as soon as I start doing that, it gets pulled because now they've upped copyright stuff. So yeah, missed the calling on that one. Not really the calling, because not really any good at it. I just like doing it, you know. So listen to some podcasts, Two Bears, One Cave, Your Mom's House, Bad Friends, History Hyenas. Listen to a lot of comedy based podcast because I like to feel good. I like the comedy feeling, and I'll just do mashups, you know, and take shit that they say and edit it out of content. So I mean, even if I'm not uploading stuff onto here, the Baker's Dozens could, you know, chill out, because just kind of I'm editing out other stuff, just trying to work on it. And yeah, it's a startup company that's, you know, not in any way the first form of what it's doing. Plenty of people are starting up podcasts, the number of podcasts doubled since December when I've started this one. So when I had started, it was about, you know, these are just numbers. As of the end of 2020, it was like somewhere around 1 million podcasts were going. And now the current numbers, April 2021, are in 2 million podcasts. So, yeah, I'm bottom of the barrel. I get that. I jumped in late. I don't have a fan base. I don't have a genre that I'm just hopping into. But I'm just doing it, you know. That's right, Nike. Just do it. I wear your stuff sometimes. I buy it. Anyways, so yeah, I know how to edit stuff, just haven't really done it in a while. And, you know, it takes a while to edit stuff. Anyone who's watching any YouTube videos or music videos, anything like that, and just the common person that doesn't have the knowledge of it needs to realize, you know, for editing, I was once told when I was learning how to edit that basically every minute of footage, finished footage, so every minute that would take an hour to edit roughly, you know, and that's a rough assumption. That's not even including like the movies of Hollywood with CGI or multiple cameras or anything like that. But generally speaking, the time framing is you're shooting your stuff, doing your content, and then the editing shit, it is literally for you to get like 1 minute of content. It should take you an hour. I mean, it could take you an hour. And, you know, that was back whenever I was first learning how to do it. That was back before all the different apps were, and everyone and their mom was a video editor and a TikToker. And then with animation, you have to have all the different poses you have to have. And that's really hard because I'm not a good drawer. None of the things I'm doing, I've drawn. It's, you know, I'm not, whatever, developing, but it's an art in itself because every movement of the mouth, you have to see that. So for every image, you have that person there, and then they're moving their arm or whatever, and it's not like a, you know, you got to do frame by frame. Most people don't know about 30 frames per 60 frames per second, you know, different apps, different things, 12 frames per second, 24 frames per second. But either way, like, it's not like you could just do one frame is doing this and then the next frame is doing that. So animation, it's fun to do, and I'm just starting to crack into it and get into it, but it's a bitch. I mean, to sit there and do the same picture over and over. I mean, like, I enjoy it, but that's just probably because I just started doing it. I had to sit there and do it all day. I might not like it, but if I was getting paid, it may be cool. And if I was actually using different software and kind of knew what I was doing instead of trying to do it all phone and then to a different shitty laptop and phone's not the best of phones and memory's low on it and everything like that. Yeah, going on almost 15 minutes now. Just a little update, you know. We don't need to do basically a recap on this one. You don't have to do your pronoun in your description. Hi, my name's Dipshit Dal and I identify as... Hey man, shut up, I don't care. And if I get in trouble because working the 9-to-5 and someone asking me a question and I'm laid back and I'm like, I don't know, man. And they're like, I'm not a man. You cannot call me that. Fuck. I'm sorry. Okay. So, yeah, a lot of time at the job, I don't even try to really chit chat or anything because so many people are so sensitive and I don't want to get in trouble because I said something wrong or I caught someone the wrong gender. It's all fucking everything. It's just so goddamn crazy these days. I was listening to an interesting thing. Tom Segura called his cousin on a podcast. And his cousin was in somewhere in Latin America. Fuck, I'm gonna fuck this up. I don't know, he called his cousin Hispanic and was speaking Spanish. And whenever they broke Spanish translation and they started speaking English, he explained to his cousin about the Latinx. And his cousin basically said, the word for them is, I believe he said, pendejo? Or, estúpido? Or, como se, pendeja? Maricón? Anyways, yeah, it's just, it's a dumb thing made up in America. America's great, it's a great country, it's great for a lot of things. But all these people who are taking shit way too far. Also, if I want to post Wake and Bake Wednesday on a fucking Monday, I will. And I'm aware a dumbass has a B in it. So, have a nice day, everyone.